Do you struggle with indecision, worry about making the wrong choice? Maybe you've heard of analysis paralysis. Anybody relate? I do. But overanalyzing isn't the only obstacle that keeps us from moving forward. Another roadblock is fear of the unknown. Now, I don't like to walk blindly in the darkness with no clue of what I might bump into. I'm guessing that you're not a fan of walking in darkness either. Fear of the dark can easily cause us to put on the brakes. But I'm learning that God will light my way. Today, we're going to look at some ancient instructions given by the prophet Isaiah. And I'm going to share two tips to help you keep moving forward when you're walking in darkness. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm glad you're here for Bible-based inspiration that builds faith and encourages hearts. I always begin with a few verses of scripture, and then I share a declaration out of that scripture. And you can expect me to ask you to repeat the declaration with me to empower your tongue with truth. Now, let's begin with the text of Isaiah 50:10, which I'll read from the New Living Translation. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? If you are walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. Now, I read between the lines a little bit to come up with our declaration. It's a pretty basic statement that aligns with many promises found in both the Old and New Testaments. God will light my way. Now, that is a great promise to cling to when you're walking in darkness. And it's been pretty dark out there lately, so I invite you to say it with me. God will light my way. Now, I nearly skipped past the question in the first part of the verse, verse 10 out of Isaiah 50 that I just read. And I was actually afraid that it might distract you from the two tips that I have for you. But then I realized that that opening question is the key to applying the two tips. Listen to that question again. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? If you answer with, I do, then you can be absolutely certain that you're declaring truth when you say, God will light my way. Do you fear the Lord and obey him? Now, you may have heard someone say, that'll put the fear of God in you. Anyone who has been in a place of reverent fear, anyone with the fear of the Lord in them, is perfectly positioned to obey. The fear of God means you know that if you don't obey, you'll face the consequences. Now, well, I do fear God, but I don't necessarily like relating to him that way in fear of being punished. I don't obey because of that fear. Again, the fear of punishment. I much, much more prefer the way that Jesus talked about obedience when he said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. That's recorded in the Gospel of John. And then in John's first letter to the church, he wrote, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Now, whether you obey out of fear of punishment or because you love God with all of your heart and soul and mind, obedience is key to being able to declare, God will light my way. If you don't keep in step with that light, the light of God, then you might wander away from the light, and soon enough, you won't be in the light. In order to apply the two tips that I'm about to give you, you have got to be able to answer, I do, to this question, who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? Again, if you readily say, I do, then you have nothing to fear. Your reverent obedience out of love for God means that no matter what lies ahead, no matter how thick the darkness may be around you, you have nothing to fear. And that segues perfectly into my first tip. Don't be afraid of the dark. I opened by pointing out that fear of the unknown can be a roadblock, and fear of the dark can paralyze us. I get it. It's hard to keep moving forward when you're in the dark. What if we make the wrong move? What if we collide with something that we can't see? This is when analysis paralysis can set in and halt all forward momentum. But when you've got a decision to make, a project to complete, a calling to fulfill, then you've got to keep moving. Don't let fear paralyze you. Let reverent fear of God mobilize you. Now, I may not like where God is leading me, especially when that path is uncertain, but I've learned that obedience is always the right choice. When I obey God, I know I'm on the right path, even if it's shrouded in darkness. Remember the promise from Isaiah 50:10, if you are walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. I don't have to be afraid of the dark because God will light my way. God knows what lies ahead and He won't lead you astray. So keep in step with Him and don't be afraid of the dark. Now, before I share my second tip, I'd like to ask a favor of you. If you find this message encouraging, would you please click or tap the like button? Thank you so much for doing that. And also, if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe. And again, those notifications are so important so that you don't miss any of the episodes. You are truly an encouragement to me, and I appreciate it. Also, when you take the time to leave a comment for me. Maybe you could let me know what your biggest takeaway is from my message today. I do love hearing from you. Thank you. Now, for my second tip, and it's straight from Isaiah 50, verse 10, always rely on God. Isaiah didn't just say, trust in the Lord. Now, he did say that, trust in the Lord, but he also said, rely on your God. Do you rely on God? The definition of rely is to be dependent for support, help, or supply, to place or have faith or confidence, to rest with confidence as when fully satisfied of the veracity, integrity, or ability of God. I watched my daughter-in-law, Caitlin, play Marco Polo in the swimming pool just last weekend with my three darling granddaughters. Now, with eyes closed tightly, they swam in the direction of Caitlin's voice, completely relying on what they couldn't see to move in the right direction. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm walking blindly by faith in the dark, I wish I could hear God calling, Polo, in response to my cries of Marco. But usually I have to keep moving forward in complete silence. Not a word from God, but I can trust that He won't let me drift off in the wrong direction. Here's what I know from experience. If I do make a wrong decision or a wrong turn, God always corrects my course. God can't steer a parked car, but He will take the wheel if you get it in gear. I can't think of a single time in my life that God led me astray. I know that I can always rely on God. Remember, the key to applying the two tips that I shared is obedience. So set your heart on obeying God. Turn that key and get moving. And no matter how uncertain you may be about what lies ahead in that darkness out there, cling to the promise from Isaiah 50:10 and declare this truth, God will light my way. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. God, thank you for all the promises in Scripture that have promised that you will light the way. We don't have to fear the dark. Father, help keep us from analysis paralysis. Help us press forward, just like Isaiah said, God. Help us to trust in you and to rely on you. You will never, ever lead us astray. God, I love that scripture that says, whether we go to the left or to the right, our ears will hear a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. So God, I pray for anyone who's paralyzed by fear of the unknown, of doubt, of just not wanting to make the wrong choice, Lord, that they would put it into gear and that they would trust you to guide them. Lord, that you would guide each step just like you've promised. And Lord, that you would walk with them through that valley of the shadow, Father, that can be scary, and lead us to that light on the other side. God, we thank you that everything you do with purpose. You don't leave us in the dark, ever. You are there with us, always, and you never forsake us. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, and we ask again that you would help us put it in gear and move toward the calling that you have for us this day and every day. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Now, I want to ask you that if you enjoyed this episode, I have an earlier episode that I really think you'll enjoy. It shares three things out of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that teaches us about why we can trust God. And I'm going to provide a link for you. And again, I invite you to watch that. Also, subscribe and click or tap the bell for notifications. And I always appreciate it when you share. Maybe you could share this message with someone who struggles to trust God when they are completely in the dark. Remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.